Midsummer. They fly over the fields, the fallow and the wheat, weariless in the sunlight, swallows and martins. Forget they will go, forget they came. Let thought stand still. The solstice, the year's noon, is summer without spring, summer without autumn. To walk in the wood is to wear a green solemnity lit with light through the leaves, and to break a twig is to break silence, save for the murmur of the murmuring doves. And out under the sky our ears will catch faintly the motion of the moving sea, surge perpetual on pebble and sand. By the path that winds from wood to cove, a thousand seeds amid thick grasses fallen to their fullness of flowering have attained. And from the hedge honeysuckle half hidden by its scent tells of its zenith, and thyme by the cliffs. No breeze, but from the east a breath, scarce felt yet firm, summer's best friend, promises from day to day no difference. That cloud hung it not yesterday, hanging tomorrow, shall we not praise it, when the departed light, long after sundown, it still reflects. Then again go we in the gloaming to the cliff. Hearing is richer by robbery of sight, ears more open to the eloquence of the sea. Listen above it for a belated voice, cry of kittiwake or clamorous gull, and resonant upon the rocks it will arouse within us a deep echo, an ache of the heart, human heritage from a high ancestry. The earth is ours, but as aliens there, even when time and space conspire for our delight, we are half at home, half in exile, well satisfied, yet estranged by sweet yearning. Late let us linger in the luminous dusk, from the cliff crevices and crannies the swift, out over the ocean till the eye loses them, and back again fly, fleetest of winged ones, how keen their notes, till night separates briefly the twilight from break of dawn. Yet now is enough, no need for shall, no room for was, unrippled the sea, the sun seeming at the same altitude through the long afternoon as if never to set, and we little worlds into the world melted are the centre of all, and with all are one, with bird at ease an inch from the hand, with bee, foxglove, fern and boulder, the broom higher than our heads, the scent of alison, the gorse, the grass, the thrift. One with the waters and wing-haunted rocks, the air, its larks, images of ecstasy, vast horizons, the vault of heaven. And we have height, and we are vast in them. May it the measure be of inward thanks, inward praise. Trespass of eternity upon time's empire, serene respite from the running of the hours, mark our memories with remembrance of this day, with its sights and sounds our senses imbue, print imperishably its repose upon our hearts, that when whirled onwards on the wheel of the months, undimmed may retain this treasure within us, our midsummer of the soul, our mirror of peace.